This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is ending the search for two Navy SEALs who went missing in waters in the Gulf of Aden off the East Africa coast. Both frogmen are now presumed dead, with rescue operations now transitioned to recovery. They were reportedly deployed for a nighttime mission on January 11th and were never seen again. The U.S., Japan, and Spain have been searching the past 10 days in a more than 21,000 square mile area off the coast of Somalia, but have turned up nothing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dropping out of the presidential race.
I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises. And I will not stop now.
DeSantis immediately announcing his endorsement of Donald Trump following the decision over the weekend. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley isn't giving up, leveling harsh criticism against former President Trump's foreign policy approach ahead of the first-in-the-nation New Hampshire primaries. She remains in a dead heat with Trump in the polls there. Haley says Trump got too cozy with dictators when he was president.
I remember at the United Nations, I had to sit him down and tell him to stop this bromance with Putin.
In a statement Sunday, the Trump campaign called Haley a globalist who intended to do anything to stop the America First movement. Trump remains the GOP favorite, but faces an uncertain outcome in New Hampshire, as well as a potential uphill battle in Haley's home state of South Carolina. From snow and dangerous wind chills last week to the threat of snow and freezing rain early this week, major metros from St. Louis to Oklahoma City, Dallas, and Kansas City could all see significant hazards from ice today. The National Weather Service is noting the threat of up to 2 inches of ice accumulations in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and even Texas. An announcement on Friday says the U.S. Department of Education has approved the cancellation of $4.9 billion in federal student loan debt for nearly 74,000 borrowers. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
One White House security advisor says U.S. and U.K. military attacks against Houthi rebels in Yemen aren't just about U.S. and U.K. interests. He says the Houthis' attacks are attacks on the, quote, entire global economy.
The world is standing up and saying they won't tolerate that.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer on with ABC's This Week. He says diplomatic steps have been taken to condemn the Houthis' attacks in the Red Sea. The UN has done as much. New COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. may have surpassed their winter peak, as data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicates a decrease in coronavirus hospital admissions last week. This marks the first decline in more than 2 months. Although the numbers remain high, weekly hospitalizations fell by nearly 10% compared to the previous week. The FAA will be taking a closer look at Boeing's 737 MAX 9 plane, extending its investigation into quality control, this in the wake of that Alaska Airlines door plug near disaster earlier in the month. Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci in an email to customers.
We welcome the FAA's added review and oversight in response to this situation and the specific steps that Boeing announced and assurance in their operations.
The cost of mailing a letter went up once again. On Sunday, the cost of a forever stamp went from 66 cents to 68 cents. The price of forever stamps last increased in July of last year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop here. What's that sound? Everybody
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Well, Ron DeSantis hung up his campaign over the weekend. So all eyes are looking at New Hampshire. And now it's down to two, Donald Trump and Haley. And meanwhile, the latest polling says that Trump's lead over Nikki Haley has widened to double digits. Phil Hotzenpeller from American Faith joins us now. Good morning, Phil. How are you doing?
Good morning, Bill, to you. Yes. We kind of saw that coming, didn't we, with the thing?
Yeah, we did.
And,
right.
And Nikki's overconfidence, backed by Democratic support, is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, and in New Hampshire, you can cross over boundaries there. Democrats can vote for Republicans, so they can, you know, kind of muck up the works a little bit and give people a faux impression. But Donald Trump's lead is so commanding. I mean, they'd have to do some real serious manipulation, worse than what they did in 2020.
Well, they at least have a pattern. They know what they're doing, right? So, you know, if you got a little experience in the game, you know what to do here. So I think also with the delegates, I think Trump's leading like 20-8. What delegates to 8 delegates, right?
Right, right.
So, I mean, the poll is interesting, and this double digit you mentioned here, it's going to be fun to watch, but I think we all know how this is going to end. It's not going to end with a Nikki Haley nomination.
No, it's not. Well, and the thing was interesting is that with DeSantis retiring and then not even hesitating, but immediately pledging his allegiance to Donald Trump, I think that's a good move on his part, because that gives him viability and survivability for 2028, which is what you and I've talked about, you know, from the very start, that DeSantis's, stars would rise better come 2028, not this time around.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it was premature. I think he took some early shots at Trump that he probably regrets.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to kind of know, like, who's going in next, and I better keep myself as clean as I can. So
right.
His move to endorse, a good move on his part. And also, you know, honestly, it was an honorable move, not just a wise move, but I think it was honorable. Mm-hmm. And the way he handled it was good.
Yeah, exactly. What did you make? I wanted to get your insight on this. The president of Argentina at Davos. Phil, it reminded me, in speaking, you know, truth to power, the president of Argentina, the new president, Milei, it reminded me of Ben Carson, if you remember, at the Obama presidential prayer breakfast, when Ben Carson pretty much called it out for what it was, And you could see President Obama a bit squeamish because, you know, the facts were on the side of, you know, Ben Carson. I mean, particularly talking about the Black Holocaust that's taken place. I mean, here he is. He's talking to, you know, a Black president, the first Black president that we have, and he's done nothing to champion the cause for the Black people to keep them from going and participating in these abortion mills that basically has, you know, enacted a Holocaust upon Blacks, where 40% of all abortions are, you know, to a Black mother, 25% Hispanic. You know, and but yet at the point of the prayer breakfast, it was like, hey, you know, hey, bro, let me lay out to you. Here's what's going on. And he went after this elitism of the Democratic Party and the standard bearer of this elitism, Barack Obama, the appointed messiah of the people. And here you got Malay doing the same thing to the elites there. I mean, so much so that Klaus Schwab had to get up and walk out. He couldn't handle the truth.
Well, you know, I read through what he said, and it's pretty strong, pretty good. Mm-hmm. And for somebody to stand up in that mosh pit, I mean, it's pretty interesting. One of the things he said is, he said the pie will be smaller. This was going to harm society as a whole. You know, and he goes on to talk about how when the state punishes capitalists, when they're successful, it gets in the way to the discovery process and destroys incentives. That's pretty strong.
Well, and that's exactly what's been going on here in America. And so yeah. America needs to wake up. I mean, we've got people, you know, and you've run into people who have come in, you know, migrated from Argentina. And the, one of the first things they say is that we can't believe you guys are doing this. We did this. And we see this nightmare. We see where this is going. And, you know, if you stay the course, you too are going to be like us in Argentina, a once very wealthy nation eating out of garbage trucks.
Yeah. He went on to say countries that have more freedom are 12 times richer than those who have a repressed government. How about that?
There it is. There it is.
So, bottom line is, it just, this repression and the killing of capitalism actually destroys society.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that's happening, you know, which is, again, you know, it's so laughable. These elites, these self-appointed elites who have assigned their position like they are the leaders of the world. You know, the Klaus Schwabs and the, you know, the Black Rocks and, you know, Vanguard and State Street. All these people with money that they think they know so much. You know, these people that Nancy Pelosi referred to in the second impeachment of Donald Trump, that we were, as a nation, so fortunate to have these Democratic leaders that were, you know, leading the charge for this impeachment, that they could be working, you know, for other jobs, but they've sacrificed their lives for the sake of freedom and government and service to the people. What a joke.
Mm-hmm.
What a joke.
Right.
You know. So, but see, this is the thing that people are beginning to wake up. Even corporate America realizing DEI is D-I-E, it's debt. And, you know, because the stockholders are saying, you know, Phil, are saying, hey, where's the love? You know, there's no dividend here. You're killing me. I'm investing. I'm giving you all this money. I can't afford to do this anymore. And so now corporate America is trying to, you know, slowly but surely rewinding some of this stuff and trying to look for an exit to get away from this, because it doesn't make any sense. And this is what it all comes down to. I mean, you got the nonsense of the ruling elites, you know, these people from all these, you know, prestigious, you know, poison ivy universities, if you want to call it that, that supposedly know better, that have invested, you know, trillions of dollars in their education, and they don't know diddly.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Well, you know, it's kind of like the philosophy student that you knew in college. And he always sounded so smart, you know, but he was always unemployed. You know, it's just, you're like, how is this guy so smart, you know? And I actually was learning that answer, and he was never at a job.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is also is his circle of friends are very limited. That's the other thing, you know. You can only put up with him for so long. And then, you know, at lunchtime, you go find another table to sit at, right? So you can at least digest your food and enjoy a moment of peace, right?
Well, yeah. Well, they were always cool, too. They always smoked, and they had the coolest way of smoking. You know, and you kind of like, I don't want to smoke, but it sure looks cool. This is just how it works. I don't know why it works that way.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're talking with Phil Otzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith. More from Phil after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Phil Otzenpiller continues with us, the founder and president of American Faith. And we're talking about, Argentinian President Javier Milei, his January 17th speech at the World Economic Forum. I mean, look, he laid it out. I mean, it's so commonsensical.
anybody, you know, Phil, anybody in America, especially America, would read these words or hear these words. And the thing is interesting is that the media, have you noticed? Not a lot of coverage. Of coverage on what he has to say. Exactly.
You know what? When you get your butt whipped, you don't go telling everybody about it. You know, that's what happens. You kind of try. No, it didn't happen to me. You know. But that's kind of what goes on. You know, they don't really ever cover the stuff they should. But actually, it's sad when an Argentinian president sounds more American than our American president.
Exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. But again, America needs to wake up to this. You know, I was reading just this one paragraph. It says, we're here to tell you the collective experiments are never the solution for the problems that beset the people of the world. But to the contrary, they are the cause. Believe me, he says, there's nobody better than Argentines to bear testimony to these two points. He says, when we adopted the model of liberty around the year 1860, now pay attention to this, all right? They adopt the model of liberty around 1860. Within 35 years, they became a leading world power, whereas once, now here's the change, once we embrace collectivism over the last 100 years, we saw how our citizens began to be systematically impoverished, falling eventually to the 140th spot in the world. Listen up, America. I mean, this is what's happening. This is why the Argentines, when they come here to America, when they migrate here, they shake in their boots and they go, look at this, is what you are doing is what we did. And what we, you know, what we left was 1,000% inflation. You're upset because you got 9.7% inflation. They're at 1,000% inflation. They didn't put their money in the banks. And they're just doing everything they can survive, eating out of the back of trash trucks, ladies and gentlemen. That's how bad it got in Argentina. In Argentina, right? So don't cry for me. This is, you know, we did this to ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing about society. Society apart from truth, and truth is God. So. Mm-hmm. God's always going to be the truth giver.
Right.
The further it gets away from God, the more it disintegrates into chaos.
Exactly.
The more it moves in the direction of God, the more it goes into order and balance and freedom.
Yeah. Well, look at the World Economic Forum. I don't know if you saw this or not. I mean, the World Economic Forum, part of their entertainment was a satanic ritual and dance and glory to Satan. And, I mean, that should tell you everything you need to know. Just like the Democratic Party. When the Democratic Party decided to remove God from their platform, game over, you know? Because, you know, from there, no God, we're going to do it man's way. Look at the genius of the Democratic Party today. The only way they can win is to cheat and lie and steal. Oh, sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the world we're living in, and that's the world that that needs to change. And I think actually his election should worry the left, because it's showing you that the pendulum is swinging, because this guy came out, was elected by a great margin, and it probably indicates that you're going to see it happen in America, you're going to see it happen other places around the world. Because people just said, I've had enough of this junk. It doesn't work.
Exactly. And hopefully in America we can find a way to decouple ourselves from this political influence, the political teams. You know, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican. You know, that doesn't bring us together. We don't unite as a society under the Republican banner or the Democratic banner. We unite under the founding principles that are Judeo-Christian in foundation, that's what we unite under. Those are those ideals that are consistent, Phil. And we just don't, you know, the political parties have become so corrupt that they're injurious to that goal, aren't they?
Oh, exactly. And you're exactly right. I mean, there was a time when you took pride in, I still do, calling myself an American, and the great ideas and the great experiment called democracy and this republic we live in. But when you start, you know, and this is a strategy, honestly, of you know, of the left, of extremism, of Marxism, is divide everybody up so that there cannot be unity, so that so the worst group can actually take control and find order. And so when you see that happening to society, you know what's going on. It's Marxist ideas behind the scenes.
Exactly. So you're telling me that old saying, united we stand, divided we fall, still works? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I think it still works.
I think so, too.
You know, it's funny that Biden, in one of his speeches, I can't remember where it was, but he emphasized, we are the United States. No, we're not. We're not united. I mean, you're dividing
the
everybody.
The ununited. We're the ununited states of America. Hey, you think you don't remember where it is? He doesn't remember either, so it's okay. About 2.5 minutes left here, Phil. I wanted you to address one of the articles there at American Faith, and that is the question, you know, just who are the Houthis?
Well, yeah, and a lot of people aren't too familiar with Yemen. You know, it's one of the poorest countries in the entire world, and yet it hosts a great deal of the terrorism around the world that we don't even think about. You know, the big threat to Ethiopia and our embassy there is Yemenis, especially the Houthis. And they kind of go back to the 1990s, and they're a Shia group, so they're very religious. But they're basically anti-Israel, anti-America. Big surprise there.
Yeah, right.
You know, Yemen has had a great history, historical history. Has had times where it actually prospered, you know, through its trade of frankincense and myrrh. That sounds familiar. Sounds a little like Christmas, doesn't it?
Right.
But what the problem is that they have a lot of influence on shipping, and this is where the problem comes. That, you know, coming up through the Red Sea there, you see that. You know, if you're going to keep things moving, you cannot have terrorists shooting rockets at your tankers and your shipping lines. So this affects the entire world. And that's why, you know, they are designated as a terrorist group now again.
Finally.
Which I don't understand at all back in 21. But now they're back on the list. And we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing that entertains me is their spokesperson. You know, you hear him, he's giving you the rendition. I mean, he's like Baghdad Bob, but on steroids and probably some ADD experimental formula or something. I mean, the way he yells, it cracks me up. He's probably saying something very dangerous, but it's a hoot. It's a hoot from the Houthis, you know, when he's talking. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Well, you know what? It's an interesting climate that we're living in around the world. It's always been interesting. It's just that we're now more aware of it, and the bad guys have really good stuff to fight with now. And those are the two big changes.
Right. You know, and could you imagine if the bad guys really start getting their hands on a nuclear weapon?
Well, they wouldn't hesitate to use it, I guarantee that much.
Well, I don't think so. Yeah, exactly. I mean, look at, and here we are with Iran. Thank you very much, Barack Obama, who said there's no way that Iran would ever, I mean, which was interesting, you know, it was like, there's no way that they will ever go nuclear, but then there's some sort of sunset clause that allows them to go nuclear, and meanwhile, we're going to give them all this money so that they can build up their nuclear capacity. And if that's not enough, when Joe Biden takes over, it's like, okay, good. All these, all this money that you're making that you didn't make under Donald Trump, we're going to allow you to go and sell your oil to China and make a ton of money and end up with $80 billion so you can go and fund your terrorist accounts. Somehow that makes sense in Joe Biden's world.
Well, that's another world. I mean, I'm not for the Elon Musk chip, but I think there's one president that could benefit from it. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm right with you. Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, sir. Take care.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences, and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit FamilyCenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
USA News Update. Once a fixture at the Trump White House press room, newly elected governor of Arkansas Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be staying in Little Rock, not in D.C.
I am honored to serve as governor, and I hope I get to do it for the next 7 years.
That's after she was asked on CBS Face the Nation if she would consider being Donald Trump's VP. Box office best movies remain unchanged this past weekend, with Mean Girls still at the top for the second straight week. The teen musical comedy garnered nearly $12 million in its second week of release. It was also the only film to break the $10 million mark. The Beekeeper, Wonka, Anyone But You, and Migration rounded out the top five. And the NFL's conference championship games are set. The Ravens will take on the Super Bowl champion Chiefs in the AFC. The Cinderella story Detroit Lions will face the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We're going to be joining up with my good friend Jeff Carrer, the Raging Cajun himself, and his radio show there in Louisiana. Always good fun to talk to Jeff. He's got a great article that he's written about the federal government growth fueled by the IRS. I mean, the labor statistic numbers. You know, it's interesting. We're like in that era, if you recall, during the Obama years, whenever they would give you numbers, labor or economic numbers, it's almost like they came with a predetermined asterisk because you knew they were going to be adjusted. You know, they would tell you 1 month what they were. And the thing was that they never adjusted. I don't think in all the years, the 8 years of Obama, they ever adjusted up. They always adjusted down. And we're like, okay, you know, we got another Democratic president, so let's do the same thing. And this is what they're doing with Joe Biden. And we'll get into more of those details here in just a moment with, Jeff Carrer. But, you know, this is it. You know, they're just propagandizing us. I mean, it's so amazing because they seem so, you know, concerned about misinformation that's taking place. And they are the purveyors of misinformation in and of themselves. Hey, you can hear my good friend Jeff Carrer in the background. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, I was just saying about these numbers, these labor numbers. It reminds me of what they have done, you know, in presenting these statistics. I mean, it's like, do we have you know, the propagandist Goebbels that is in charge of all the Democratic numbers? Because in the 8 years of Obama, if you remember, whenever they gave us labor numbers, they always had they almost needed to come with an asterisk because they were always adjusted the next month, and they were never adjusted up. They were always adjusted down. And so Obama's out, so now you got Obama's guy Biden, and what are they doing? They're doing the same thing again. They're giving us these numbers that are phone numbers to begin with,
And then they adjust them again, and here they are. And as you've written about, you know, that in November 2023, the federal government hired an astonishing 49,000 new workers. Meanwhile, the rest of the world, what did we lose? We lost almost as much, 45,000, almost 46,000 job losses.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, for Joe Biden and his ilk, it's a victory, right?
You know, and I wanted to delve into it, Bill, because I wanted to give people a full picture, because Biden gets up all the time and says, you know, the economy's great, Bidenomics, we got this low unemployment number. And I talked earlier on the program with a gentleman about how there are a lot of people that are not in the workforce, that are able-bodied men, black and white, that are not working. And many of these folks have been priced out. Many of these folks are being overlooked. Many of these jobs going to illegals. And then, of course, you had these numbers that I wanted to focus on with private employers that are shedding jobs. And the total number for the year is almost 700,000 jobs, the highest since the pandemic year of 2020. Second highest since 2009. And then you look at the reasons why, you know, high inflation, high interest rates, uncertainty about our country, record debt. But as this goes on, guess what keeps growing? The federal government.
Of course.
It keeps
expanding. Of course. Well, you know, and the other thing, Jeff, that people overlook is look at how many part-time jobs. They're exploding. People can't afford to live on what, you know, on one job anymore. Again, this is a return to the Obama years. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. I don't know how people can forget this. But, you know, everybody started turning and they were working not one job, they're working two, three jobs in order to pay for the the cost of living, how it gone up under Obama and the Democratic Party. And here we are, deja vu one more time. And, you know, and it's just amazing to me, people's memory, how short it is. And the other thing, too, that you didn't mention, you need to look into this as well, and I've been trying to get this number, Jeff, is how many people are working off the books, under the table? You know, don't take taxes.
Right.
I mean, right. you know, we got young kids, you know, here we got minimum wage $15, $16, you know, in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
You can't live on $15, $16. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So it's forcing that market. And the employers are going, okay, fine. You know, I don't have to worry about taxes. I don't worry about the government. I'll just pay you under the table, call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I'm telling you, that black money that's out there, because you can't say people aren't going to work. You know, last time I checked, I mean, you eat every day, right?
Right. Bill? Grocery prices are skyrocketing. And, you know, people can't afford that on some of the salaries that are being paid. Wages aren't keeping up with inflation. I mean, I think since Joe Biden became president, I think overall inflation is well over 17%. And I don't know many people's salaries have gone up that much since Biden became president. So they're falling behind.
Yeah.
You're right. They're having to take other jobs. They're trying to just keep their head above water.
Right.
And this economy's terrible. I want Biden to run this race on Bidenomics because I think it's a loser for him.
Well, the other deal, too, Jeff, I don't know if you saw Javier Milei's speech at Davos.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did that light a fire under the West and freedom-loving people? I mean, it was real clear. He said, hey, you know, in the 1860s, we decided to try liberty. Within 35 years, we turned the ship around. We became one of the most prosperous nations in the world. You remember, people speak of that. And he said, but the last 100 years, they decided to move in this collectivism, socialism, all these isms, things that they abandon in the name, you know, we don't need liberty. You know, we're going to do this, you know, collectivism deal. And look at where they are. They're eating out of the back of trash trucks. You're talking about 17% inflation.
Right.
They're realizing 1,000% inflation, Jeff.
And that's the road we're going on. I mean,
exactly.
Look at some of these other countries down there, Venezuela. I mean, that should be a country that is so prosperous with all the natural resources they have. But they've got a dictator, a socialist dictator down there. Look at Brazil, questionable election. They just have another socialist down there. So finally, Argentina breaks through. They elect this libertarian, this economist, this television pundit, and what a breath of fresh air. And I think it's fantastic. And I think, you know, we've got an opportunity maybe to do the same thing here with our upcoming election, Bill, I hope.
Well, with the contrast, Jeff, as you and I have talked about over the years here, I mean, there's a clear contrast between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I mean, you have to really suspend your mind and basic intelligence to think that the Democratic Party, this is a condition of the Democratic Party. You know, they did it to us under Obama with the fundamental transformation, whatever that meant. And, of course, we're realizing what it meant. It is moving into this collectivism, this socialism, this Marxism form of government that aligns itself with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, these supposed elite geniuses. And I keep saying, Jeff, I'm waiting for some kid to come out of the crowd and going, all these people, you know, these smart people, you know, the president of Harvard, the president of the United States, the World Economic Forum, what's his name from, from BlackRock, and they're all buck naked, and, you know, yeah, and Larry maybe King. The eyes of the American right. people in the world are going to open and go, oh my God, that little kid is right. He's a brat, but he's right.
No, you're so right. I mean, these people are so insufferable. They're elitists. They claim that they're doing something for humanity, but they're really trying to destroy humanity, certainly destroy our choices, our freedom. And what they're preaching is so harmful. And thank goodness for Javier Milei. And also, I saw a clip where the president of the Heritage Foundation really made some great comments in a panel. And
exactly.
I'm sure they were taken aback by that, too. So every now and then, there's a little bit of truth sinking into Davos. But what a bunch of wackos. I mean, Bill, it's dangerous what these people are preaching. I don't think the American people want this. We don't want to eat bugs. We don't want to eat these.
Yeah, but they have been controlling the narrative and the trajectory of the world for the last two decades. And I think people have finally gotten to the point of, yeah, I don't want to hear from John Kerry. I don't want to hear from Al Gore anymore. They've done nothing. You know, it's not whatever Al Gore and whatever John Kerry is selling, I don't want. You know, we've had 20 years of it, and it doesn't work, right?
Add Bill Gates to that list and all these other folks. And, exactly. They make life worse, and certainly we don't want it. And I think that's loud and clear. And hopefully we get Trump in there. We're going to go in
you
a totally different direction, Bill.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, as always. Great to have your company. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got Gary Schneeberger, assistant to the president for media relations. Hey, Gary, good morning. How are you?
Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Boy, we had a great weekend. March for Life, we had the West Coast Walk for Life that took place. Hundreds of thousands came out to take a stand, you know, for life, and realizing that the battle against life continues, though, you know, Roe has been reversed and the Dobbs decision has returned, you know, the responsibility to choose between life and death to individual states. And, of course, we saw what happened in Ohio. And if that wasn't a wake-up call to everybody to realize that, you know, the factory abortions are not going to roll over easily. You know, when you consider all the money that they get from our government, you know, compared to these Christian care centers, Gary, it's disgusting. It's such an imbalance. You know, you got Planned Parenthood that gets something like $1.8 billion all in the name of women's health care. But it's not. I mean, you're putting $1.8 billion to still kill and destroy. Sounds familiar. Associated with another agent, can you say Satan? And so they're using the people's money, redirecting it to these abortion factories. And my question of that $1.8 billion, I'd be curious to find out how much of that $1.8 billion ends up in the back pockets of politicians that are protecting this ignoble entity.
Yeah, I mean, there are, that's an interesting question to ask, and it is a, you know, it's great to have the March for Life as a way to focus not just people's attention, which is great, people who attend, people who can learn about it, but also the media's attention. The media covers these things, and it's one of the rare times that folks with our view get an equal seat at the table in the cultural discussion, so that's very nice on this issue.
Well, especially on the hills of 50 years of experience of death and people realizing that, you know, back in the 70s and certainly 73 after it was certified and, you know, basically the Supreme Court did something they're not allowed to do. They created law that opened the door to the murder of well over 100 million, you know, children here in America alone. I think last year, Gary, I don't know if you saw this number. Last year worldwide, we're talking 44.6 million abortions took place worldwide.
Yeah.
Okay, so here, and the thing is, you got to understand, America is number one. We lead the way, all right? So I think it's ironic that America, who has led the way in sending missionaries to take the gospel of life, the gospel message to the ends of the world, we have an element operating with our country that's taking their gospel message of death, and we are all, you know, conspiring and participating in the death of 44.6 million babies around the world.
Yeah.
To me, that's overwhelming. That's overwhelming. You think about it, you know.
Yeah, it's overwhelming and it's tragic to actually, you know, see, hear, feel, truly feel the numbers. That is that's a tragedy. But that's why, you know, the March for Life is so important. It's funny, Bill, the media coverage of the event was, you know, okay, Roe v. Wade was overturned. The more left leaning media was like, Roe v. Wade is overturned, but these people are still marching, and they said yes, and we're never going to go away until you know, the president of the march said we're not going to go away until the very idea of abortion is unthinkable, which I think is a beautiful way of looking at it. We're going to keep fighting until this is not something that is even discussed in the country.
Exactly. Well, it's even like, you know, God had the discussion with the children of Israel, and he called them out for sacrificing their children. But who told you to do that? You know, I would never, ever think of such an act, you know, as killing your own children. I mean, this is God himself saying that. And that, you know, that echoes through the millennia. I mean, sometimes, Gary, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like Moses, where you just want to throw yourself between the wrath of God and the knuckleheadedness of a culture that thinks it's okay to kill your babies.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and it seems unfathomable, right? That this would be something that is so politely discussed in places by folks who are more left leaning. It's, you know, and it's a woman's right, and it's you know, well, the baby has rights too,
exactly.
And you know, it may be the woman's decision, but there is a right to life, and that's guaranteed by a higher power even than the government, right?
Exactly.
The right to life that God gives all of us. So,
well, God gives us a freedom of choice, and with that comes responsibility, and with it comes consequences, good or bad, depending on the choice you make. You know, as God said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Well, how well has it gone for these people, you know, that have participated in abortions, you know, from those that have led the way, those that have participated in one form or another? And this is not, you know, to shame anybody. It's just, I know your heart. I know your heart is grieving. And this is why this movement organically reacted to 50 years of death and murder of their children. And, you know, and you think about it. I mean, here we are. We're so racially sensitive, right, even still. And when you consider that 40% of the abortions have been perpetrated upon people of color, you know, 25% on Hispanics. It's like, whoa, where is the leadership of these people group? They should be yelling from the top of their roofs. No, you cannot do this. You cannot kill our children. See, but you have this pervasive idea, which is, I mean, you talk about being so arrogant, Gary. These people think, oh, well, the earth, you know, the population is too much. You know, 8 billion world population is too much. You know, the earth can't sustain it. Who said that? You know, who said? I don't, you know, God told us to be fruitful and multiply. He didn't say, oh, you know, Gary, hey, when you're being fruitful, make sure you stop at 8 billion or you stop at 6 billion.
Right.
Anything over 6 billion, you know, I've only designed the planet to handle 6 billion. You're going to have it fall apart, it seems, right? I don't read that anywhere in the Bible. I don't get that, you know, revelation from God saying that, you know, the population is too much for
there's a limit
that he created.
Right. Yeah,
right.
There's a limit on how many people we can have. And then we're like, you know, the alarms are going to go off and we're going to be over, you know, like you're over your limit on your credit card, right? It's not the way that it works.
Now, this is, but this is where we are. Experience defines preference. 50 years of experience has defined the preference, and women have said, you know, by their own testimonies, Gary, that's the thing that needs to continue to get out. Focus has done a great job in reinforcing this. Again, you know, congratulations on, you know, the movie, or no, the ad that you did. It's a baby.
Yeah.
An award-winning ad that is very powerful that the abortionists don't want out there. But, you know, the thing is, the ad, it's a baby, you know, rhymes with everybody's reason. I mean, it's not like you have to twist your mind around to try to come up with a conclusion. It's a baby. We all know it's a baby, right?
Right. Yeah, and in fact, you have to twist your mind around a little bit to get to the, you know, the it's a clump of cells argument. Again, in that ad that we did, the idea of people in everyday life, people who are expecting, asking, you know, someone says, hey, how, have you thought of a name for the fetus? It's just, it sounds ridiculous.
Right. Exactly.
And people, you know, the great thing about that ad for us was that when people watched it, we had a minute-long version. When people watched it for the first 50 seconds, they laughed because the absurdity of people referring to a baby in utero as a fetus. And then in the end, that there was a young girl who her mom says, you know, who's pregnant, says, would you like to feel the fetus kick? And the young girl out of the mouth of babes says, it's a baby.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's just 50 seconds of laughter and then 10 seconds at the end of, oh my gosh. How powerful and how crazy that our society can't grasp that simple truth because of political reasons.
Exactly. And that's it. I mean, so much of where we are right now is politically motivated. It's politically arranged. And what this reminded me of, and we used this example just a little bit ago, Gary, you know, of the child that, you know, everybody's watching the king and everybody says, oh, what lovely garments he's wearing and everything else. And they're all applauding. And the kid speaks out in the crowd and goes, the king's naked, you know. And to me, the little girl saying it's a baby was like the king is naked moment, you know.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great analogy. I hadn't thought about it that way. I mean, and that's exactly how when you really get down to it, when you have the chance, when they give us a seat at the table to talk about what life is, when it begins, what, you know, people will change their minds. We just have to continue to fight. Like they said at the March for Life, we have to continue to fight for our seat at the table and our seat in the conversation.
Right. Well, part of me is that, you know, I want Jesus to come in and turn that table upside down.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it needs to be turned upside down because it is an anathema to the Father's heart who loves us and says that, look, we have that option to choose life or death. And very quickly he says, don't even think about it. Choose life. That's what you want. That's my heart. That is consistent with everything that I've created for you. It is all about life. There's no room for death in it.
And Gary Schneeberger, you use the example. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
it's
it.
Obvious.
God bless.
The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.